time.
Right, let's try go back to Polani Pagadi, Newsroom Africa reporter, who's been out with the Land Affairs Minister, Toko Didiza. Polani, can you hear us?
I can hear loud and clear, Nelly.
Fantastic. So, Polani, where have you been today with the Minister and the MEC? What have they been seeing and what have they been saying?
Definitely. We started early in the morning in the Johannesburg Fresh Produce Market, where the Minister and the MEC as well went through to just assess how the fresh produce market now is receiving stock from farmers. They were unable to receive so much needed stock because of the recent unrest. And currently, they are able to receive those stock and fresh produce from farmers. We went then to a singular agricultural project in the East Rand, just outside Springs, and that is where one of the farmers, which really could not get their stock to the fresh produce market and other restaurants here, so that was also an impact. And now, finally, the last stop was here in Major, and it was at Tamareta. And piggery. This is where about 15 piglets died, and three sows also died, simply because the farmers could not get the feed for them. So they also impacted negatively because of the unrest. So the minister and the MEC for agriculture in the province, Pakistan, will really doing their rounds today.
So, Polani, of course, one of the big issues last week as a result of the violence was supply chains and getting the produce into the markets and on again. Do you get the sense that that's now back on track?
Well, we get the sense that now that is just a thing of the past. They've been able to bounce back. There were no potatoes and tomatoes in the fresh produce markets in recent days. But today in the mornings, what we saw is that they were there in their numbers. Farmers are able to get their stocks to these fresh produce, and as well as the restaurateurs and wholesalers. So that is a good thing, even as well as informal traders are able to get stock, and those goes into the townships, which were also looted, your Katja home, your Foslowers as well, which were impacted in this side of town, and as well as in the Soweto. So they're able now to get those fresh producers. And as well, the M3 is currently open, and those particular farmers are able now to send their produce all the way to KwaZulu-Natal, where I believe the stock is much needed currently.
Polani, thank you so much. Polani Pagadi is a Newsroom Africa reporter. He's been out with the Minister, Toko Didiza, and the Gauteng MEC for Agriculture, Parks Tower. And good to see things getting back to normal for the farmers, for the supply chain, for the markets, and for the consumers. And let's hope that those prices of the consumer goods aren't hiked too much.